Right now, it's time to talk some baseball, and we're going to do that with Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum. Margaret, thank you as always for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you? My pleasure.
Oh, we are lovely. I mean, look, the sun's out right now. It feels like the spring for the first time in a while. So
yes, last time we talked, it was right before opening day, and it was still the middle of winter. So it's a nice change.
Yes, it was miserable. And before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of what's going on this weekend with Celebrate Mom, it should be noted that you and I spoke last week, and you were down at Progressive Field. You were watching multiple baseball games, taking in 12 hours of baseball.
12 hours, 40 runs scored. It was quite the marathon, but this is why you stay till the end. There were very few of us left down there, but it was totally worth it. Took a few days to warm up, but it was really great.
Well, hopefully you won't have to wait a couple days to warm up again. Hopefully Sergeant Sunshine is here to stay for the summer. Mm-hmm. Well, we know that this weekend you guys have a Celebrate Mom event on the eve of Mother's Day. You have a lot going on here, from story time to baseball-themed crafts. What all is happening at this Saturday's event?
We are open 10 to 4 on Saturdays at our regular hours, and then from 1 to 3 we're going to have a couple of different things going on. We will have a high school student who did a Women's Baseball League presentation at Ohio History Days at the Historical Society, which we sponsored a special prize for. She will be setting up her exhibit and her presentation from 1 to 3 so people can come in and see that. We will have a craft table set up so kids can make baseball-themed crafts and cards and whatever they'd like to do to take home to their moms and grandmothers and aunts. And we'll also be sharing some special facts about the AAGPBL, All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, things that people might not know about. We do have a permanent exhibit in the museum, and we have a base that was signed by many of the players. I'm not sure when that happened, but that's two of our regular artifacts. But we'll just have a few extra things going on to celebrate the women of the game.
Awesome stuff. And let's get into the crafts, because when I see baseball-themed crafts, I think there's just a number of possibilities here. What kinds of baseball-themed crafts do you guys have?
Well, we will have we'll have materials there where kids at heart can make baseballs out of styrofoam plates. They can decorate them with hearts. They can decorate them with their mom's name. They can add any kind of creative touch to it, and it also becomes like a keepsake box. So that's one thing. We'll have some coloring sheets of some women who play baseball. We'll have card-making materials available so that kids can take care of that as well. And that's what I have so far. Now, who knows what I might come up with between now and Saturday, but there will definitely be a lot of activity at that craft table.
Well, and that's one of the cool things about crafts is the creativity that comes with it. You know, I think of baseball-themed crafts. I also think of the things that Carlos Carrasco and Trevor Bauer did. That's a baseball-themed craft, right? Dressing up the baseballs?
You know, that's a great idea. I did not think of that. I'll put that on the list. That would be a good one. So thank you, Cookie Carrasco, for that idea.
Right? See, I mean, he and Bauer put their heads together on that, made that work, and it was something that just really took off last year. See, that just goes to show, even big leaguers can put baseball crafts together, right?
Exactly. Thank you. That's a wonderful idea. Now I'm going to have to pull it off because we're saying it live on the air.
Nice. Well, you've got 5 days to come up with it, so you're all good.
Right. And then at 2 o'clock, we have our family story time. We'll be reading a book called Mama Played Baseball by David Adler, who's written a lot of really nice, readable picture books about a number of baseball players. Jackie Robinson, I believe he has a Satchel Paige book out. And this book is the story of a little girl named Amy. She's probably about 8 or 9. And her dad goes away to war, and her mother announces that she's got to get a job. And she tells Amy that she wants to get into playing in the Women's Baseball League. And Amy said to her, "What kind of job is that?" And then the book goes on to explain what kind of job it was. So that's going to be a lot of fun to do that reading at 2 o'clock.
Margaret, where did you guys come up with the idea? And when you think Mother's Day, I don't know that baseball initially hits in there, but when you talk about the All-American League and all, I mean, it makes sense.
Well, actually, here's how it came up. And this is a shameless plug for something we were doing for Father's Day. Last year, we had our first play catch with Dad on the League Park field, and we just invited families to come down and throw the ball back and forth. This is a prelude to going for the record-breaking of the largest game of catch in 2019 in conjunction with the All-Star game. So I was looking at our programming schedule for the spring, and I said, oh, we're doing something for Dad. What can we do for Mom? And I just, my brain, this is how it works. I looked for a book, Mama Played Baseball, found it, just decided that we were going to honor the Women's League as part of our Mother's Day tie-in because, you know, you have to have a tie-in. And it just, it all came together, and I think it's going to be a really fun day.
Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about all of the festivities going on at this Saturday's Celebrate Mom event. And you were just discussing the story time segment about Mama Played Baseball, the book by David Adler. You were detailing the book. This sounds a lot like a story that's loosely based off the story of the movie A League of Their Own. Is that right?
I think, you know, everything is tied to League of Their Own in people's minds because that is, you know, the movie that gave people the awareness that there was the AAGPL. Great movie. It was the, I believe, the 20th anniversary of the premiere of the movie last year. And this is the anniversary, the 75th anniversary of the founding of the AAGPL. The League of Their Own movie was actually based on a documentary called A League of Their Own. As getting ready for Saturday, I'm discovering all these other facts, and so everyone knows and loves the movie, as they should, but there's really a lot more else out there on the women's leagues, and League of Their Own did a great job of, they took kind of composites of different players. They got the facts right, but they didn't necessarily use the actual people as characters. But that's just, you know, one of the many ways that people have become aware of the fact that women did play baseball for quite a few years. And I think a lot of people, most people know that the Women's League came about because during the war, men went to war and the women took to the field. But a lot of people don't know that the league actually continued until 1951, which was much later than the end of the war. And that's one of the facts that I discovered getting ready again for Saturday that, you know, you'll learn when you come down to the museum.
Did Cleveland have a role in the All-American League?
No. There were only eight teams. And can I tell you their names? Because I love the names.
Sure.
It was the Fort Wayne Daisies, the Grand Rapids Chicks, the Minneapolis Millerettes, the Peoria Red Wings, the Rockford Peaches, and I think I'm missing a couple, but there were only eight teams in the course of the league's existence.
Well, Margaret, we know that you have a very busy week lined up. You guys have a lot of cool events lined up for the summertime as well, so we'll definitely have you on again to talk about those. But for those who are interested in coming down to the Celebrate Mom festivities this weekend, how can they go about getting more details?
They can go to our website, www.baseballheritagemuseum.org. If you go on the website, all of our events coming up through the fall that are scheduled are on there. You can sign up to be on our mailing list, which is a once-a-month e-newsletter, which is probably the best way. You can follow us on Facebook, and you can also give us a call, 216-789-1083.
Very good stuff. Margaret, we always appreciate the time. This is always so much fun. We look forward to doing it again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Margaret Reardon with the Baseball Heritage Museum. Check it out this weekend. This Saturday, the day before Mother's Day, they've got the Celebrate Mom event with a lot of cool things going on.